Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rita Swanson, and she is a Cass County Master Gardener. Good morning to you, Rita.
Good morning.
Well, Rita, it's time for the annual plant sale, and you volunteered to be the organizer. It's a big job.
Yes, it is.
So tell us, people got to get this on their calendars. It's coming right up. Time, place, date.
Well, it's coming up this coming Saturday, May 9th, at the Cass County Community Building. And everyone's invited to come. It'll start at 8 o'clock. And this is my first year going to the sale, but I understand that it's, you need to get there early because it's the plant sellout. They're all plants from our own garden.
And I think, Rita, you one time had the experience of coming to shop and you thought you were going to get to buy a lot of plants. You didn't get to do that.
No.
Because they were all gone.
They were already gone.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to other people, said the same thing. So,
yeah, we try not to. I mean, don't come at 7:30 and plan to buy plants, right?
Right.
Just come at 8.
Right.
And be ready then.
Mm-hmm.
And we try to provide boxes and so on. But if somebody has some carrying boxes or trays, they might want to bring those.
Sure.
That would just help things out to get them all put together.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I know, Rita, that one of the things you do is to ask the other master gardeners, because as you said, they're all come from master gardeners' plants in their own yards.
Right.
Well, and you ask them, what are they going to be bringing? So I know there'll be some surprises, but what have you heard so far?
Well, I know several people are going to bring hostas, and remember that hostas need a shady spot rather than in the direct sun, so make sure you have a place for those. But some people are bringing sedum and yarrow. I'm bringing three different colors of yarrow.
Oh, pretty.
Columbine, phlox.
And do you know if that's the tall phlox or the ground cover phlox?
Well, the person
some of each?
Just said they were bringing phlox.
Okay.
And I don't really know right
okay.
now.
Okay. Well, they will have them marked,
mm-hmm.
because that's one of the things that we ask all the master gardeners to do.
Right.
Is to mark those plants, mm-hmm. so you don't have to. I mean, some plants you'll know at a glance.
Right.
I'm guessing most people coming to plant sale will know mm-hmm. that it's a hosta.
Right.
But
there are some that might maybe, like I've got some snow on the mountain, and I believe someone else does too, and looking at it right now, if you've never seen it before, you may not realize that that's what it's going to turn into.
Uh-huh. And I'm bringing one that I'm probably guessing that nobody else is bringing, and it's called a blue thistle. And it's a very unusual plant, and it's easy to grow, but I don't think very many people grow it. So mm-hmm. we'll see. But I know there's going to be one there.
And that's what's kind of fun. Last year, I went to nursery, and I found a shrimp plant that I've
uh-huh.
never seen before, and that's been fun seeing that grow and blossom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, you just never know what you can bring. I'm thinking there'll probably be some canna bulbs.
Right. I think so, too, and some iris. Someone had
mm-hmm.
written down that they were going to bring
mm-hmm.
iris,
mm-hmm.
some chives, and I've got a few tomato seeds that I started, and some cucumbers that I'm going to bring. And then I've got hens and chicks, and I've got a few of those that I've...
Oh, and succulents now are so popular, and hen and chicks are one of those easy ones.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
So great. And,
I've got a rock garden, and they love the sun and the rock garden. I put some of them just, you know, butt up to the rocks and the bigger rocks. And
they just keep growing, don't they?
Right.
They kind of keep spreading, and yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're easy. If you get tired of them or you have too many, they're really easy to pick up and
right.
move.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, those are fun plants mm-hmm. to have. And as you mentioned, you've got some plants you've started, cucumbers and tomatoes, or maybe some others like that. I mean, mostly we think of the perennials that we can dig up out of the yard,
right.
but there's always a nice variety of some other mm-hmm. things, too.
So. I just thought it might be interesting. I hadn't really started plants by seed before, and I thought, especially since I took the Master Gardener class this past fall, I've been more interested in starting plants or
just
doing different things mm-hmm. than I ever did before. Mm-hmm. You just look at it, at plants and the outdoors differently after you've had the class.
Well, let's talk a little more about that, Rita. What else have you learned, or tell us about some of the activities? Because of course, as a new master gardener, as an intern, you're an mm-hmm. intern for a while. Mm-hmm. You have to do 40 hours of volunteer work. How are you doing on that?
Well, pretty good. Everything is an outside in the garden. This winter, we met with, it was on a, I don't remember which holiday it was, but the kids were out of school, and we had, out at the 4-H building, we had the community center. We did some projects with the elementary kids that had signed up, and that was fun. We've been cleaning up the fairgrounds, especially by the community building, getting the leaves off and trimming the dead or just the growth from last fall so that everything can start blooming again and looking nice for the spring and summer.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you mentioned you work with young people. I think coming up you're going to be helping with the middle school class in
right.
Atlantic.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be interesting.
Yeah, this will be my first year doing this, so I'm not real sure exactly, but our president of the Master Gardeners, Pam
Scholes,
will go with me. Uh-huh. We're going to do it together, and yeah. I just thought it'd be just fun to do something different like that. And then, of course, we'll be helping downtown beautification. I know we planted some seeds earlier out at the Armstrong Demonstration mm-hmm. Gardens, mm-hmm. and we're going to. I'll be curious to see how well those plants have grown, because I helped plant those little tiny seeds, and then we want to plant some of those downtown, mm-hmm. and the Master Gardeners will help some of the businesses plant their little corners. And
mentioning the planting, that's one of the really satisfying things, isn't it? When
Correct.
You know you've put a seed in the ground, mm-hmm. and I know some people had to help transplant. I don't know if you mm-hmm. did that, those little bitty plants you mm-hmm. had to transplant. And then now you're going to put them out there in the real ground and watch mm-hmm. them grow and make it pretty downtown.
Right.
So it's a very rewarding kind of thing.
Sure.
You know, some people go, oh, that's an awful lot of work. Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
But I
really would encourage anybody that's really interested in plants and learning more. It's not just about the plants. It's about the soil, the insecticides. You learn about animals that affect planting. And one of the instructors said, there's no bad insect. Everything that is on the earth has a purpose.
Hmm.
So you just don't realize that. And just like humans, you know, we all have a purpose. And
mm-hmm. I'm not sure what he said about mosquitoes, but that's a whole other subject, right?
Right.
So, yeah, lots included. And, of course, you were in this the latest class. And mm-hmm. if somebody's interested, what do they need to do?
They can contact Kate Olson at the Cass County Community Center, and she's the Iowa State director mm-hmm. involved with mm-hmm. that, and they can, or just stop out there and sign up for the class. They're hoping to have a class this fall if there's enough interest, and it was a little intimidating when I started it. I kind of wondered, boy, did I do the right thing? But once you get into it, all the different phases of planting, and like I say, I appreciate nature so much more after taking that class.
And you're there with other interested people.
Right, exactly.
So.
And it was all professors from Iowa State that taught all the classes, and that to me, the knowledge that they have is just remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's a good explanation, plug for the Master Gardeners.
Mm-hmm.
In case you'd like to become a master gardener. But in the meantime, you can stop by the plant sale and remind us again, Rita, about when.
This is coming Saturday, May 9th. It will start at 8 o'clock. Get there early and out of the community building.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rita Swanson, master gardener, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. A plant is a never-ending source of surprises.